Taiwan special, episode one. I think I might cut this short because I went long on the podcast. Podcast is supposed to be 10 minutes. I'm trying to keep to form, but I'm rebranding this week, and I wanted to talk to you about something. And I'm gonna be right to the point, and I'm gonna get on target with this. Today I'm gonna talk about government infrastructure. Tomorrow I'm gonna talk about the snowflakes crying wolf, and then I'm gonna talk about atheism and godlessness and why it irritates me so much. Listen, I love atheists. Okay, to get that wrong. My father was an atheist. Uncle is an atheist. I have friends that are atheists. I get that. But I'm going to explain. There's some things about it that really, really, really are bad that you probably never heard from anyone at all. And I'm going to tell you a new take. So I love atheists, but I really don't like even debating it. I'd rather just love the atheist and talk about something else. But I'll explain why in day three. Government infrastructure. Look, government is the water tower, not the well. Government is the water tower, not the well. The stream, the river, the spring, whatever. Water comes up out of the ground because it's there in the aqueduct. It comes up. You dig a well, the water's there. The water is not there underground waiting for you because you dug the well. The water was there anyway. The water doesn't come down the river because you build a pipe that sucks the water out of it. The water comes down the river because the river has water and the river goes where it goes. The water's already there. But when you get a local population and you need to have some stability, what if water goes down? We've got to have water provided everybody. We can't have everybody digging wells. You know, we need to kind of keep our poop in a group as a group. We need to keep our group poop in a group. Sewage and that type of stuff to be clean. You know, that's okay. That makes sense. That's good. So the city builds a water tower and they get the water from a well or 5 or 200 or whatever. So the water tower gets its water from the river, you know. I think Chicago gets its water from Lake Michigan, the same place it puts its sewer water, which is an interesting thing, but it kind of grows actually. But yeah, but anyhow, all right. So my purpose here is not to talk about Rahm Emanuel's city. I went to school in Chicago. I love Chicago, but okay, water's a thing. So the water tower. All right, the water tower. The government is the water tower, not the well. There are some things that the government cannot generate. The government is not a source of supply. Government did not put the mountains there, and it didn't put the jade or the silver or the gold or the iron in them either. It didn't put the granite in the mountains. The mountains were just there. Now, the government can go take it out of the mountains, but then guess what? It's not in the mountains anymore. Now, there might be some left, but not what you took. Once the government takes it, guess what? It's gone. Government can build great and wonderful things with the resources up in the mountain. Government can build roads up to the mountain. Government can build the resources so that we can take the stuff out of the mountain and live and do good things with it, which is great. It's wonderful. It's the best. It's amazing. It's great again. And okay, that's a thing that we can do. But government didn't put the mountains there. So there's this political back and forthness that happens. You know, we've got to have public funding. We've got to have government projects. Nothing. I mean, it's a couple of teachers who sat in Grand Rapids and across her dining room table and told me once, nothing could ever happen without government. I'm like, okay, I hear you. Like, look at the railroad. Look, you know, nothing good ever happens without the government. Okay, all right. I don't know about that. But a lot of good happens with the government. But the government is never a source of income. Money from the economy doesn't come from the government.
What do you mean? Government has a lot of money.
Okay, All right, the water tower has a lot of water. And that little tiny well on the ground only has a little bit coming out. But see, the water tower, although it's massive, it's not infinite. Any water that comes out of that water tower has to be put back from somewhere else, replenished from some other place. But the well, the stream, the spring, the river, that's constantly supplying water. Pray that it doesn't dry up or we're all in trouble. Usually they don't. A little tiny stream that just keeps trickling is eventually going to give you far more water than all that water in the water tower. And that little tiny stream and those little tiny wells with a little bit of water coming out, that's what fills up the water tower. The government's the water tower, not the well. And as much money as the government has, it's far more important that we have people that just keep producing money. Little tiny people. This is the difference. Look, the government facilitated the building of the Mackinac Bridge, one of the biggest bridges in the world for a while, for a long time. Now, Bank of America funded it, but the government made it all work. And Mackinac Bridge is great because cars can drive between the Lower Peninsula and Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's a wonderful thing. I love the Mackinac Bridge. It's great. We learned a lot in building it. Government did that. Okay, but where'd they get the money from? Bank of America. Bank of America provided the loan. Who paid for it? All the little streams. I'll give you an example in New York. Jeff Bezos, aka Amazon.com, is having a little fight with the city of New York. Now, the deal is Amazon doesn't like New York taxes. I don't think anybody likes New York taxes. I don't think New York likes New York taxes, which raises a lot of questions. Why does New York have the taxes that it doesn't like? I think you got a lot of people in government that don't understand where money comes from. But New York is looking at giving Amazon a $3 billion tax break because it's a company and it's responsible for jobs. That sounds like Reagan talk to me. Okay, but so Amazon.com gets this massive tax break from Democrats in New York who don't like to give tax breaks, but they're doing it because Amazon's so big that New York has to do it because New York is chasing away all its people with its taxes. So they've got to find some way to bring someone there to make jobs. What's wrong with this? The problem with the New York Amazon deal is that New York should be giving tax breaks to everybody. It's not that Amazon should be able to get tax breaks. If Amazon was a good and benevolent company, they would say tax breaks for us and everybody. But the fact that Amazon won't insist on that, that's a major problem. If I was king, FTC should be going after Amazon to say, why are you trying to have a company-specific exception to taxes? That could be prosecutable. Like, are taxes allowed to be, like, if you work for ABC Corporation, then you don't have to be, is that allowed in the tax code? I'm not so sure that that's even constitutional. There's more though going on here. As much of a water tower as Amazon kind of sort of is, with all of its accumulated money and the money it keeps bringing in, it's like a water tower or a company. It's like a well field. There's far more money in New York than Amazon has. New York doesn't just need Amazon's $3 billion in tax cuts. New York needs to give the same tax cuts to everybody so that 10 million, 15 million New Yorkers. Well, you know, whatever the number is. Let's be conservative and say 10 million on the island of Manhattan. That's what it was 15 years ago. If you've got 10 million people on Manhattan alone, and they all had $100 more, that's what? Is that $1 billion? Okay, so give them all $300 more in tax breaks. And now they've got the same to offer Just $300 extra. And we know they make more than $300. And we know they pay more than $300 in taxes. Goodness, if New Yorkers had tax breaks so they paid the government $600 less each, they would double what Amazon's going to do. Don't underestimate the power of numbers. Government is not the source. To think that government is the source of income, that it's where cash flow begins, that's economically irresponsible. If you think that way, you will be poor, or if you're a teacher, your students will be poor or will not know how to manage their businesses. We need water towers, but that's not where the water comes from. It's where the water comes through. And we've just got to understand that, as good as water towers are. See you tomorrow.